You're listening to SBS News.
Just last year, 10-year-old Vinny was having a tough time at Christy Downs Primary School in southern Adelaide.
I kept lashing out with no other way besides going to the office to calm down. I always got asked if I wanted to go to the office, but I always refused because I was too angry. Yeah.
His father, Nathan Laverty, says he was on constant alert for the phone calls requesting him to come and pick Vinny up from school.
We were terrified last year that Vinny may not have had a school to go back to because of the level and the severity of what was happening.
But things have changed for Vinny, who is on the autism spectrum. He had 5 suspensions last year. This year, he's had none.
There's been no aggressive blowouts. Reasoning, like massive amounts of reasoning. You can compromise with Vinny now. And just a general ability for him to work through the negative emotions and the negative stuff that's going on. It's phenomenal. It makes me so happy. Like, I don't even think happy justifies what I feel about this whole system, to be honest.
Both Vinny and his dad say that's because of the introduction of a new program at the school, which aims to help students work through their emotions without punishment. It's called Interoception, and it aims to help children on the autism spectrum. Todd McGrath is a senior leader at the school.
The calming space is used, they're set up in all the classrooms and they're used by all the kids if they need a bit of a quiet time, a little bit of a break if things are a little bit too much for them. And that's been happening the last couple of years, but this year especially we've created a program where kids can go and work on different emotions that they're feeling at different times.
School principal Gail Evans says the new approach has also had a surprisingly positive effect on another group, children who've experienced trauma.
Trauma rewires the child's brain, and they really need a different approach to learning because they have big feelings, they have things that they cannot control or manage in their private life.
While the school has the same academic requirements of any other primary school in the state, many of its students have extra challenges. About 80 students have some form of disability. Student wellbeing leader Jo Swift says the great majority of students have also experienced some form of trauma, including poverty and exposure to drug use or violence.
It is the demographics. I mean, there's lots of drugs out in the community. There's lots of grief out in the community. And our school is the sanctuary for kids to come to.
Ms. Evans felt the high number of behavioural incidents at the school was linked to the fact that many pupils needed extra help to get themselves ready to learn.
They can come into school and have had just a really shocking night. And then how can they ever be ready to learn academically when their basic needs aren't being met?
She says transforming the school has been a gradual process over the past few years. The calm spaces and playgrounds filled with nature-based play are recent new additions. Each calm space features low lighting and soft music, as well as tactile surfaces and special toys that help children as young as 5 focus on their immediate environment. Vinny visits one twice a week, as well as whenever he or his teacher feels he needs some time out. On one visit, he peers at some glass canisters with coloured water and glitter swirling inside.
Whenever I use stuff like this in the interoception room, I feel like there's no anger, like nothing inside of me. No anger, no problems going on.
On other visits, he'll work on guided activities designed to help him understand and manage his feelings, such as coping strategy wheels and anger charts.
So I got put into the program since I had really bad anger issues, and it's really helped. And I stopped. And since I've had interoception to use, I've had a lot more time to actually tell people how I'm feeling when I'm actually having it.
Nicole Rogerson, Chief Executive of Autism Awareness Australia, welcomes the approach.
Look, this is a really new initiative, and no, not a lot of schools are doing it. And I really applaud them for looking at this as a possibility. You've got to remember, big, loud, regular mainstream schools are often really tough for kids with autism. So we want them to be successful there. We have to find strategies to make sure that that happens.
But she says there are only very patchy recommendations for helping children with autism in the education system. She'd like to see a national approach.
Definitely. There has been some horrendous stories that have quite rightly made horrible headlines about how some children have been managed poorly. And usually that comes down to a school in crisis, a school who don't have the expertise and don't have the resources to have that child there. So really it needs to be a commitment, not even just at the school level. It needs each state government to make a commitment to having guidelines as to how we manage children in behavioural crises. And that's something that we don't have a national discussion on.
At Christy Downs, transforming the school has come at a cost. The interoception program, part of a statewide trial, is funded by the South Australian government until 2020. Ms Evans admits the approach might make the pace of academic learning slower, but says students who come to class with extra challenges need to be offered more time to prepare for learning.
Are we meeting, you know, standard educational department guidelines? Maybe not all the time, but sometimes, considering what the child is experiencing outside of school, that they've moved to full readers up is a miracle to me. I just go, that's great. If they're here at school and they're actually staying in the classroom and their behaviours are really calm, awesome. They'll learn. They'll get there.
Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.